This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, everyone. Welcome to our series, People of Quran, where every night I share with you a story about how our pious predecessors interacted with the Quran. So since this is our first episode, I know that many people are probably expecting a story from Surah Al-Baqarah. But many times we forget that the first surah in the Quran is actually not Surah Al-Baqarah, but it is Surah Al-Fatiha, which the Prophet ﷺ used to call the seven frequently recited verses. Because though we recite it in every single rak'ah, this is the first juz, this is the first surah in the Quran. And there are many different, you know, stories and narrations about how Surah Al-Fatiha was brought into the lives of the righteous. But I want to share with you one of my particular favorite ahadith to start the series off. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that once a group of companions were traveling, and they came across a non-Muslim tribe. And, you know, this tribe, they asked this tribe to host them, and this tribe was pretty harsh with them, and they told them that they weren't going to entertain them, they weren't going to accommodate them. In essence, they told them to be on their way. So Abu Sa'id says that, you know, we felt kind of dejected, we took to the side, you know, we decided we were going to just camp out that night, and then we'd move on the next day. He said, then the chief of that tribe was bit by a snake. So the people came to us and they said, هَلْ مَعَكُم مِّن دَوَاءٍ أَوْرَاقٍ? Do you guys have any medicine, or do you have anyone that does ruqya, that can offer some sort of cure for these for our chief? So Abu Sa'id says that we responded and we said to them, إِنَّكُمْ لَمْ تَقْرُونَ, that you guys did not host us, you know, you didn't entertain us. And he says, وَلَا نَفْعَلُ حَتَّى تَجْعَلُوا لَنَا جُعْلًا. We're not going to do anything until you guys pay us. Meaning, had you hosted us and took us in, we would have done this for free. But since you rejected us and we had to spend the night, you know, away from your tribe, and it was a difficult situation, then we'll do this only if you give us some money. So they agreed. So they said that, you know, if you do this, then we'll give you a flock of sheep. So Abu Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that one of the companions went to the chief. He says, فَجَعَلَ يَقْرَأُ بِأُمِّ الْقُرْآنِ وَيَجْمَعُ بُزَاقَهُ وَيَدْفِلُ. He said that this companion started to read Umm al-Qur'ani, the mother of the Qur'an, the mother of the book, which the Prophet ﷺ called Surah al-Fatiha. So he kept reading Surah al-Fatiha, and he would spit into something, and he would rub that spit on the wound, and he kept on doing that until the chief started to feel better, and eventually the chief was completely cured. So subhanAllah, this is a non-Muslim chief, so we actually take a ruling here that it's okay to pray for the well-being of a non-Muslim, to treat a non-Muslim, to try to make them feel better, to give them medicine or so on and so forth. This is taken from this hadith. So Abu Sa'id radiallahu anhu says, after he did that and the chief was cured, obviously they happily went and they got a flock of sheep and they gave it to the companions. But the companion said, well, wait a minute, is this halal for us? They said, لا نأخذه حتى نسأل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. They said, look, you know, we appreciate you guys offering this flock of sheep to us now, but we're not going to be able to take it until we go to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and we ask the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم if it's permissible. So Abu Sa'id says, we left them and we went to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. So we asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم about our situation. فضحك. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم started to laugh. وقال وما أدراك أنها رقية. How did you know that Surah Al-Fatiha could be used to cure somebody? Meaning, you know, I never taught you guys that Surah Al-Fatiha could be used as a physical cure. How did you know to use Surah Al-Fatiha to cure that chief? And the Prophet ﷺ, while he was laughing and smiling, he says, خُذُوهَا وَضْرِبُوا لِي بِسَهْمٍ. He said, you can go ahead and take that flock of sheep, and you know what? Assign me a share while you're at it. So the Prophet ﷺ gave them that permission to take that flock of sheep as well. Now we take from this story, when it comes to Surah Al-Fatiha, what makes Surah Al-Fatiha unique, the entire Qur'an is a shifa, it's a cure, but it's a spiritual shifa. Surah Al-Fatiha is actually one of the few portions of the Qur'an that we can actually recite on ourselves when we're sick, recite on our children when they are sick, and we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would bring about a cure through Surah Al-Fatiha. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to raise us with Surah Al-Fatiha and to make us people of Qur'an. I'll see you next time inshaAllah ta'ala on People of Qur'an. Jazakumullahu khayran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.